Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pee Wee Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Morin moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Cimoli reaches third base with a triple. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Cimoli scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Drott hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ferrillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Ferrillo reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ferrillo moves to third. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Ferrillo scores. Campanella moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Danny McDevitt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McDevitt strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neiman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Neiman moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Neiman scores. Kindle moves to third. Drott moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cimoli strikes out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long is hit by the pitch. Morin moves to second. Jim Bolger pinch runs for Dale Long. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive off the glove of Gilliam, and into shallow right field. Banks reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Bolger goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Cubs. Don Bessant now pitching. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drott is 0-for-2 in the game. Drott strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Kindle moves to third. It's 9-2, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Speak now playing first base. Jim Bolger now playing center field. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Campanella hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Tanner hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a line drive towards first. Hodges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bolger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Bessent is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bessent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kindle. Bessent moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cimoli strikes out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak fields it and throws to second for the out. Bessent moves to third. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Snider moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-3 in the game. Drott bunts towards the mound. Bessent fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-4 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campanella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Don Bessent. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Campanella moves to second. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Campanella moves to third. Amoros moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Erskine now pitching. Chuck Tanner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tanner is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bolger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Furillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Furillo is hit by the pitch. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal takes first base on 4. Furillo moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Campanella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campanella hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 5 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Neiman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Carl Erskine. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vallow takes first base on 4. John Rosporo pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Gino Simili is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Simili is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Simili strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Drott is 0 for 3 in the game. Drott strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Speak is 0 for 5 in the game. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snider is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Cubs. Turk Lown now pitching. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Furillo hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Campanella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campanella hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.